Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, September 3rd, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Christians reach out to families during a school hostage crisis in Russia. Rumors of war in the Democratic Republic of Congo prompts a call to prayer, and church leaders in the United States move forward with a three-pronged strategy for the international church. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Russia as Christians are on the ground in Beslan, Russia, consoling families involved in the hostage situation. Sergei Rakuba is with Russian Ministries, and he's been talking with local pastors on the scene. Rakuba says their workers, Sergei and Tamuraz Totiev, who are brothers, are intimately involved.
The Totiev family, they have all their children, 7 to 14 years old. They're all in that school. And Sergei himself, he says, I don't know why God allowed it to happen. But then he talking to people that are around him, like him, fathers and mothers. He is sharing his faith.
Rakuba says many of the families involved are responding in different ways, but believers are helping.
Some people blame even God, saying, why God could not protect our little ones. This is an opportunity to tell them about God, and to communicate the gospel to them.
Meanwhile, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where international pressure is mounting on the rebels to return to the government, their abrupt departure from the power-sharing agreement last week pushed the country back to the brink of civil war. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton says it's a very sensitive situation.
We keep hearing news, comes back. One time it's negative, one time it's positive. And it is a very big concern because where all this trouble would take place, if it did flare up again, would be in the area where Grace Ministries International has most of its ministries.
Vinton says the recent refugee massacres in Burundi serve as a graphic reminder of the longstanding ethnic divisions behind a generation of war.
I think we need to pray the Lord to take away hatred that is in the hearts of many, many of these people because it's tribal. It's very tribal. And so I would say that we need to continue praying, especially for Christians, that they will show a heart of forgiveness and peace.
You're listening to Mission Network News. An attacker in Ukraine viciously attacked an 11-year-old heart-to-heart ministry recipient recently. Bible Mission International's Ministry to Needy Children began assisting an 11-year-old girl and her mother a year ago. Through heart-to-heart, both mother and daughter have learned about Jesus and are attending church. The girl survived the knife attack, and BMI ministry workers have been supporting the family since the attack. Pray for the family as they grow in their relationship with God. Next, church leaders across the United States have committed to strengthening pastors in developing nations. Through the Global Advance Ambassadors Network, they're providing training, resources, and encouragement to indigenous pastors and church leaders around the world. Global Advance's Dr. David Shibley.
There are some 2 million pastors and church leaders in the developing nations of the world. Only 5% of these pastors and church leaders ever have the privilege of attending Bible school or seminary. Consequently, they're just out there slugging it out the best way that they know, with hearts very committed to Jesus, but with very little training and with very few resources.
It's a three-pronged training strategy for church growth, church planning, and developing sending churches. Shibley hopes many more will join the work.
Yes, we are in need of more pastors and church leaders who will pick up this vision. We're grateful for anyone who is training pastors and providing resources for them in the developing nations of the world.
And schools with the Association of Christian Schools International in Sao Paulo, Brazil, are making a difference for Christ in their communities. Pan American Christian Academy is in the process of building a new science facility, which will help provide better education for students, at least 25% of whom aren't Christians. Pray for these schools as they share the gospel with their students and families of the children. Pray also for more volunteers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.